My name is Denise Ennis Waller. It's the final hour right here on the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria in 4FM. We're going to be talking two sides of a story. Now, if you're one who follows trends lately, some people have been trending for some reason, sharing their side of the story. I think yesterday or the day before, it was Emeka Ike, you know, speaking on Robbing Minds on Channels Television about what happened after his wife decided to leave, how he begged and begged and begged that she shouldn't divorce him. She eventually did, you know, took over his school, chased students out of his secondary school, took his properties and all that. And, you know, the comment section is the part I look forward to the most whenever these things come up. Those who are siding him, those who are siding the lady, say, what must you have done? She won't just wake up and start to behave like this. What have you done? And now she's not speaking. And sometimes the other party is not speaking. So you do not really know the truth. Sometimes it is taking that their silence is showing the truthfulness in the story. They are silent because it's true. And when they talk, it's because, oh, it's a lie. They want to, you know, clear their name. And sometimes their silence is maybe because, so what's the point? I should start doing back and forth with you on the media. I'm like, I don't have that time, you know. So silence sometimes can show that maybe what is the person, the other party is saying is true. Or maybe the person does not want to even entertain such and, you know, make you popular by so doing or something. The other time it was our colleague, Dotun, who was engaged in a legal battle to get his children, his ex-wife. The other time it was Anita. It was, is it Peter or Paul's wife? Oh, some other time it was P-Square. Oh, this time it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, it's this. No, maybe I'm taking it too far to highlight celebrities. What if they're not celebrities? What if they're people that we do know and one party comes to tell us something about them? Do we quickly swallow it hook, line, and sinker? Or do we question the story in such a way that we notice loopholes? Are we bold enough to bring in the other party? Yes. You know, the times when we can comfortably have two parties and have them say things is maybe there are before a betrayers or there's some sort of mediation going on between both parties. So we're neither betrayers nor mediators in this case. And oftentimes we either read these stories or we are told these stories. Most times we have been known to pass judgment too quickly. How my husband they beat me. Hey, your husband they beat you. Pack, come off of that house. Leave that house. Is it until he kills you? Do you remember to mention that I was the one that was beating him since? And then he got tired and started beating me. But no, one-sided story. You see, maybe because the story has been carefully constructed to win sympathy or get us to react in a certain manner. Or we have a similar experience. Now say my husband be there beat me, nearly kill me. Oh, but thank God, though. Thank God, my sister say he runs. I see that alive. Or if not, you do not still question. Was she lying? Was she telling the truth? Meh. Similar experiences can rule out doubts of the authenticity of the story. Or maybe it concerns our gender. Once is a woman that did it to a man, we support the man. We do not want to hear the woman's side of the story if what the man is saying is true. Or once it's a woman, we support the woman. We don't want to hear from the man's side if what the woman is saying is true. Our race, if it happened to Nigerians, then yes, it happened. They are wrong. Do we want to hear from the Americans? Do we want to hear from the Ugandans? Oh, no! That's how they have been treating black people. So, yes, there is something they can do. Racist people. You know, anytime a black man, they just think that we are killers. We are 419ers. We are like this. What if the black man actually did it? Okay. Our tribe. Oh, we Ijaw people. Ah, an Ijaw man will never do that. He must be the one lying. What if it's our profession? Oh, once it happens to a broadcast journalist, every other party, we don't care. You do not treat a journalist like that. You do not do things like that. Or something or someone we have closely affiliated with. There's always, or there are always, two sides to every story. And it is a generally wise and safe and charitable to take the best. And yet, there is probably no one way in which persons are so liable to be wrong. As in presuming the worst is true and informing and expressing their judgment of others and of their actions without wasting or waiting till all the truth is known. And that is why I'm asking, ladies and gentlemen, on the sunny side today, how can we determine truth and pass wise judgment and counsel when chances of knowing the other side of a story are slim? Let's talk, shall we? I look forward to hearing fresh voices. You know how I say it. I love it when you listen. But I look forward to you engaging, like sharing your thoughts on the said matter. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. Send us a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. And always remember that a call screener is on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will not be my voice, but that of the call screener. Again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, and then the WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info Page is our X handle, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember, if you're unable to get through to us via any of the phone lines, send a message. I would gladly read your message. The question remains, how can we determine truth and pass wise judgment and counsel when chances of knowing the other side of a story are slim? What that simply means is you may never get to hear from the other person, or the other person is unwilling to speak, or there is no way for you to get across to the other person, and your opinion is sought. Okay, someone needs you to advise. Someone needs you to say something about the matter. Someone needs your opinion for some reason. You know, usually I hear people say, if everything you have said is the truth, and then, okay, do like this. But then, what if what the person said is not true? What if it's a lie? What if it was made up? Okay, so let's see. Like I said, of course, screeners in standby. I wonder what's happening to the phone lines now. So if you're unable to get through to me via the phone lines, I think the best we can do at the moment is to read messages where we find a way to sort that out. Read messages. All right. So the numbers are the same and the lines are, of course, open. And the call screener is still on standby. So you may want to send in messages. That works. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Turn off your radio set, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn off your radio set, please. Yes, go ahead.
Now, hello?
I'm with you.
The truth of the matter is, in such situation, my name is Asita Okaile.
Asita Okaile, you're welcome.
Now, the truth of the matter is, the same question you are about to ask the person who you cannot reach, don't same question to that person that is giving you the story.
Okay.
Give same question to that person. Be able to pass clean judgment. That's the key. Don't ask him the question he is expecting from you.
Okay.
Ask him the same question from the opposite side. A question you must have kept for the other party. Ask him the same question, which indeed is going to give you what you're expecting.
But the truth is, what is it that when we ask these questions, we are expecting to hear something?
Hello, sir?
Is it that when we ask these questions, we are actually expecting to hear something? You know what? We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back from the commercial break.
We also have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, welcome back to the conversation. Now, the last caller was saying something about the question you wanted to ask the other party. Ask the person telling you the story. The answers will determine whether they are telling the truth or not. The answers you are expecting was something he said. Now, if I'm going to ask you a question expecting to hear something, how does that not label me as being biased from the beginning? Am I asking you with an open mind to take whatever the answer is? Or am I asking you, expecting you to answer in a particular manner, which may or may not be the truth? Like I said, there are always two sides to every story. But when things happen, sometimes it's the first person to speak that is usually sided. For some reasons. Reasons centered around the experiences you've had yourself, centered around, you know, the affiliations you have or the connection you have with the story. I have once seen somebody married to a bad woman. Yes. But did not say a word about it. Nobody knew. All right. Now, this same bad woman could have gone out to label the other person as bad. But because the other person is not talking, everybody gets to hear what the woman says and takes it as truth. You try to get the other party to speak and they are telling you they don't want to talk about it. Now, they don't want to talk about it. Could it be that it's because what this other party said is true? Or it could be because they don't want to glorify or even engage or even want to be smeared in all of the talks and stories or whatever it is. Now, when you ask questions, just so you can get clarity, are you asking questions with some already made answers in your mind? Asi Sonka from Okrika. Good afternoon to you and welcome.
Asi Sonka from Okrika.
Okay, welcome.
Once somebody is labeling somebody bad, it means that the person has an information or might have decided within himself to rubbish that person, correct?
Come again, what was the last thing you said?
If somebody is trying to paint somebody a bad person or giving many names, if it is that particular person, and the person is not speaking or you getting an information from that person that's saying is bad, you are going to throw same question that the person has given information that this person is a bad person to the person giving you that information.
Okay.
To get a fact, how come him himself getting to know that this person is a bad person?
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Yes, I'm getting you.
So, in a clear fact, if he would not be able to give you the evidence for him to conclude that this person is a bad person, him, the person giving him the information, is a bad person.
Okay.
Because he must be there. He accepted the person doing bad. So he is a bad person. He is a real bad person. Yes, yes. Because the facts have shown that you bringing the information to me by dominion, you know that this thing is bad. And you could have confronted the situation that the thing is bad.
Well, there are times when you are aware that this thing is bad. But you know, there are times when you cannot really confront the situation. For instance, if you get into a home and you see the wife on the ground crying and screaming, you will immediately think that the husband had hit her. True or false?
If I would agree with you, I would say maybe true at the same time false. But as an individual, I don't conclude because somebody is crying.
As someone that just walked into this room and you see a woman on the floor crying with possible bruises on her face, that is the first thing that comes to mind. In fact, the first thing you say is, oh boy, why are you doing
that? That is a battle. The first thing that comes into my mind that there is a challenge somewhere.
There is a challenge somewhere. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't conclude that this person beat this person up. No.
Okay.
Something for both of them has changed.
Okay.
So one person overpowered one person. So in the short of the decision, who prompts the challenge? Who causes what causes the beating? That's what you'll be looking at.
Okay, but most times, people sometimes throw away what caused that challenge. And they focus on the fact that the man had hit the woman. And this is not in any way to justify any domestic abuse, seeing that we've used that as an example. But this is just to say that,
You know, when people say domestic abuse, you just come up, what if the woman was with an instrument to kill the man? But you have to defend yourself. And you have to say domestic abuse. So the man could have lied, you killed me.
You know, you see, the funny part, we're laughing about this, but this can be pretty serious. Sometimes some people are not alive to tell their part of the story. Are you aware? Yes. I don't want to go back to the popular Osinachi case, but it can be a very good example. Now she's no more, all right? A few people have come out to say that while she was in the marriage, she had somewhat opened up to what she was going through. But we didn't hear it from her directly. People said. The husband, on the other hand, during interrogation and investigation, can outrightly deny it. The only one person who would have been able to confirm the story is no more, sadly. Now, between justice and the law, you know, and the law panning out and everybody getting what they eventually deserve and what had actually transpired, the information is usually from, oh, this person said, this other person said. How viable, how helpful can these things be? This say, in the long term, two sides of a story. You're unable to get the story of the other side. You're left with one side of the story. How do you pass judgment? How do you give counsel? How does it shape in your opinion? Zion from JRE, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
We woke up this morning and they told us 1 + 1 = 2.
What did they? What did they? You have come. What did they?
But let's be honest. Have you ever asked question, how come? What made 1 + 1 = 2? When you were reading the alphabet, for the numerics now, when it gets to 20, they say it is 21, 30, 31. But when it gets to 11, they say it's 11.
You wanted to hear 1 to 1.
God bless you.
Oh my God.
Precedence. In law, we believe that no crime under that have not been committed. every crime have been committed. President, how the cases were judged, how the judges came to conclusion, and now they now recorded the truth. Although, you know, there might be winks of eye now in Nigeria, but let's look at the matter from holistic viewpoint. So when you hear a matter, the first thing that comes to your mind is the precedent. Has this thing happened before? How was it judged? How was it handled? That is why in your program, sometimes you belt in the line, you also stated, we don't need to hear from the other party. It's the person that comes complaining, or the story of this person narrating, what is your view? Now we start bringing precedents. How it happened in Kaduna, how it has happened in Abuja, how it has happened in Bayelsa. We bring one plus one plus one plus one, we present it to the table and say, this is indeed the truth. What has happened? That is why, to a large extent, when it comes to marital issues, let me be honest to you, I don't stand in the case to say the man is right or the woman is wrong. I don't do that. Because you are not there. When you were buying a shawarma and they were eating together, did they tell you? No. Is it when they have a little challenge, somebody came out, you start supporting person? Why don't you support the man in a large extent for buying shawarma and there was peace? So matters like this, irrespective that the two parties did not appear, we did not dock them, judge here, judge here. If there are even some cases, judge here, judge here, there's no solution.
Very, very true. You say, you know what? You people should just go and settle yourself. Go, 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 go. Just go and settle yourself, please, because this one has passed our power. But you know the funny thing is, I understand very much how, even in the media, if you do not create balance in our reportage, you know we are the watchdog of society. You know there is a media theory called selective perception, selective retention. You understand how it works. So, in line with people's beliefs, they will perceive a particular story in a particular way, and that will shape their opinions. And if you agree with me also, people have gone on the streets to say they heard it on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info said, even when it's not Nigeria Info that said though, so we as a media organization, we understand how we need to create balance. We get this side and this side. Hey, you, what did you be? APC, you say like this. Ungwano, you PDP, you say like this. And then we leave it for you, the listener, to determine the outcome, true or false. But there are times when it is almost impossible to get the other side. What then happens? A decision has to be taken. A matter of life and death situation. What do you do? Someone is running to you to say, see what my landlord do me, oh, make una help me, oh. And the landlord is probably the one that is even innocent, that this person has been owing rent for 20 million years. Well, because the person was the first person to run out and start screaming, say, my landlord don't come out my roof. And I say, chai, wicked man, you know, go better for you.
Why you come out the roof? Forgotten there was a time the landlord was calling this person, begging this person, do I beg now? I got no money. Oh, so they won't run away from the landlord. But don't forget, in matters like this, the cultural viewpoint is there, the religious viewpoint is there, the affiliation viewpoint is there, personal perception too is also there. So what we precedents.
Yeah. Okay, so you look at precedents and then you judge. Two sides of a story. Who is reporting first? Even it gets to a point where one person runs to the police. Yeah, police mo na come oh, and it is documented. You come to the police and you say, oh, there's a threat to your life. If anything happens to me, hold so-so-so person. The police holds on to that one, all right? The person you have even come to tell the police, if anything happens to me, may not even know you, does not even know you, doesn't have a problem with you, has never had a problem with you, but maybe because you don't just like the person, you just feel like... Or maybe the person said one thing that did not even count for anything. You took it and you have interpreted it to suit your own narrative. And you have acted upon that narrative. Guess what? The police have that documented. They didn't call the other party to say, come, Hafa. This man said that if anything happens to him, we should hold you responsible. What transpired? Did you threaten his life? What exactly happened? It doesn't happen. And then, God forbid, something happens and they say, this man had come to the police station sometime ago on the 19th of December 2023 at 4:42 p.m. and he said one Mr. Emeka is after his life and now he is no more. Let's go and arrest Mr. Emeka. The man is not alive to tell whether it was actually Mr. Emeka that did whatever he did to him. For all we know, he may be lying. He may be telling the truth. Okay, maybe Mr. Emeka indeed threatened him. However, Mr. Emeka did not have any intention whatsoever to see the threat through. It was just something said in rage or in anger or whatever it is. And that is why, again, I am asking, how do we determine truth? Truth is, this is what indeed happened. Sometimes, there are not just two sides of a story. Oh, there are three sides. There is your side of the story. There is my side of the story. Then there is the real story, how it happened. My side of the story is told with some bit of embellishment. You know, I've put some seasoning cube, add some suya pepper, put some soy sauce, put some... curry, some turmeric, and tons. And when I now summon my own like this, the thing enter is sweet. It's very, very catchy. Your own side of the story, you say, I'm going to put some nembe crayfish inside. I'm going to put some shombo inside. It's going to be peppery. It's very, very hot story gist. I'm going to put some habanero pepper. I'm going to put some chili pepper. I'm going to put... And then the thing is hot like this. They are serving it as it is hot. And then let's assume that you both bring your sides of the story. What is a determining factor that the stories from both sides can actually be authenticated? Because in the end, I may want to speak for how it will favor me. You may want to do the same. Now, where does the truth spring up from? I don't know why I'm not seeing your WhatsApp messages. I may need help accessing... please, I need help in the studio. Anyone accessing the tab... So that I think it's not connected, and that's why I don't know who took it out of the studio. Anyway, a WhatsApp message here says, I think people believe external stories based on the story they already carry inside. So a person who has been a victim or affected by domestic violence usually believes anybody claiming to be a victim of domestic violence. A person who believes they are not worthy of a relationship where they are cherished, who believes every man is a cheat or undercover abuser. Okay, I finally have it now. So your messages are beginning to drop. So sorry. I'm sure some of you are thinking I'm ignoring. I'm not. Never was it intentional. Okay, so back to the messages. A person who believes they are not worthy of a relationship where they are cherished, who believes every man is a cheater, undercover abuser, who believes every woman is a witch or undercover gold digger, always sees loopholes in the love story of a couple that loves, honors, and cherishes each other. A lot of people need to work on their personal trauma, sharpen their discernment, and mind their own business to reduce unnecessary trouble for themselves. Some years ago, someone made a false accusation against me. It was one of those, this is so stupid. I'm not even going to respond things. I'm not too sure what happened. But the person was exposed as a liar, and some random creature said concerning me, I know she's being found innocent, but I still have a strong bias against her. Whoa, wow. As soon as I heard it, I blocked her. Because sometimes people believe a false story because they already hate, fear, or envy the person it's about. And I'm no longer the person who's so bothered about setting opinions that I will be writing dissertations and making campaign speeches to win over folk who have already decided they don't like me. I was talking to someone earlier this year who was shocked because she had recently learned the truth of the situation I'm in. She said, we heard different. How did you manage to not say anything, even when people were talking? It takes a whole different level of intimacy, confidence, and courage to stay private about this thing. And I told her, at this point in my life, I have nothing to prove. I have paid my dues and earned my spot. As long as I am not in a court where I'd require to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I don't care what fools or unimportant people say or believe about this or even about me. It's okay not to care. I mean, really. It's very okay not to care. Because some wise people said the truth will always find its way out. But you know the sad reality of life? After so much damage has been done, sometimes the truth comes out when the person is gone. You see, even in the court of law, some witnesses are expected to come and testify. And there's supposed to be some level of similarities spotted to make the story indeed, what we call it now, to make their story even be seen as evidence. All right? Sometimes some witnesses come and what they are saying is just rubbish. And they say, excuse me, what's going on here? Are you here to testify? Are you here to just, can you testify and then leave already? Sadly, one-sided stories have landed some people in trouble. Trouble they cannot come out from, at least not in a long time. But I see how we live in a society where, sadly, your business is not only your business. Anybody that hears your business has automatically made it their own business. And while you may not be in a hurry to prove your innocence to anybody because you clearly do not care, people are shaping opinions around whatever has been said or seen. People are going to treat you in a certain manner based on what they have heard. To be honest, sometimes myself, I have had to, you know, interact with people on a different level based on what I have seen and what I have heard. Don't get me wrong, I'll explain. Sometimes you go through, I beyond reading a story, if the story has a comment section, that is the part I go to first. In short, it is a comment section that will tell me whether or not I want to read the gist ganga. And then I see the way some people comment and I shake my head and I'm like, really? So all these things you have said, you have been both judge, jury, and executioner, psychologist, mental health expert, doctor, marriage counselor, pastor, all in one post. You have been all of these things for this small matter that you just read. What is the guarantee that what you are saying is even hinged on anything that is tangible? What if it's just constructed? You've spent so much energy. How do I begin to view you moving forward? How do I think of you as someone who will not be biased or who will approach things with an open mind? What if it was something written about me? This is clearly the way you would react. And that's why a lot of people will run off social media in crisis period, because they don't want to have to read what other people have to say, because you've already judged them. You're not even asking, you're not feeling concerned for them. You're not bothered about how they are doing or how everything is impacting on them. So you know what? They will keep quiet. They will leave the social media space for you. They will not comment if you call them. They will not engage in any meaningful conversation. They will not want to talk to family. They will not want to talk to friends. Till whenever. And it may never happen. Again, I ask, determining truth. When the chances of engaging with the other party are slim. Passing wise judgment and counsel. So someone comes to you, please advise me. This is what I'm going through. And you say, did you not do well though? Did not do well. Okay. So do like this. Some people have lost their marriages. So all of you that like to go and seek advice from people outside. People that are not married to the person you are married to. You know, people that you know your partner better than these people outside, but because maybe you are looking for, I don't know where you saw the counsel, but you are looking for the counsel and you have gone outside. Okay. They will tell you what you want to hear. But what you want to hear is based on how you have narrated the story. How does it even work for you? It's like you go to see a doctor. And you're supposed to be open to your doctor about your symptoms. And then you tell him some, and you leave some, and you do not tell him the truth. And he says, okay, based on what you have explained to me, go and do this test, go and do that test. This is the diagnosis. You have cancer. Now, I'm sorry, I'm using cancer. And they start treating you for cancer. When if only you had told them the truth, that it's just one small infection that is doing you, they would have just given you the treatment for it. So who loses out at the end of the day? 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Life from Rukpoku on WhatsApp is saying, well, as for me, don't bring any story to me. Don't bring any gist to me. I don't like it when a matter is being discussed. I will just excuse myself from that place because, as you have said, what are the chances that I will not approach a situation with some level of bias? Except, of course, for some reason, I know both parties involved and I look out for the interest of both parties, not just the person that brings it to me. So when you talk and you leave, I go and ask the other party and I find a way to bring both of them together. Okay, sadly, the conversation has to end now. The final message here says, it's looking like there'll actually be a court case as a result of this thing I'm involved in, because some people are confessing stuff that I don't even know about, including about stuff that they say they did has backfired on them. And I'm confused because I'm like, I really don't care about public validation. I don't want to know. I kept quiet all this time for a reason. And it's like, oh, you'll be vindicated. But I'm like, if you're a stranger, why do I care whether you believe nonsense about me or not? And if you say you're my friend, but you believe what these people said, I've already cut you out of my life. Do not be quick to judge. Take your time. You know, what's the word I'm looking for now? Understand the situation, dilute the situation, you know, see how it has been happening in time past and see if there's anything you can draw from previous cases or previous similar cases. Sometimes the first person to bring a report to you may not be totally innocent. My name is Denise Dennis Waller. Follow us on X at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Facebook, I am Denise Dennis Waller. That's my account. My page is Denise Dennis. Follow. And also on X and Instagram, I am at _Denise_Dennis. So enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.